Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Not only a new day, but hot dogs and holy balls, y'all. We got ourselves a new week of life. It is the last Monday of July 2021 ever. We got to show up and live this day well. It's so special. I hope you had a fantastic weekend, and I hope you woke up today just ready to live your life and embrace all that God is offering you, all that is possible, all that potential inside of you. Welcome, welcome. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is, It's One of Those Days. Have you ever had one of those days where you worried about all there was to worry about? One of those days where you thought about all that was wrong and could go wrong? One of those days where you dwelt on the struggle, you wallowed in the hardship, consumed by the negativity? You know, one of those days. Have you ever had one? Well, let me assure you of one thing. Today was not given to you to make it one of those days. That's not what today is. The purpose of this day of your life isn't to worry. And I don't know how to make that any clearer. Just super bold, clear statement. The purpose of this day of your life is not to worry. God's plan for you today isn't to stay stuck in this negative headspace, anxious about all the things. Sometimes we can get ourselves in such a funk that we don't know what may unfold, but we have predetermined to just be anxious about it. Did you know it is possible to instead be excited about what may unfold? That's totally an option. Anxiety over the unknown is not mandatory here. You could exchange it for excitement instead. Hey, I wonder how God is going to show up for you. I wonder what good plans he's working together now. I wonder what blessings he has lined up and what wondrous works he's planning on your behalf. I wonder how this could go right, like ridiculously right. I wonder how you could be at the right place at the right time by the design of the Almighty. I wonder how he is aligning miracles with your name on them, and you won't even see it coming until you step right in the middle of it. Lord, help us to shift our reaction to life from anxiety to excitement. Help us to see your hand at work in every detail and trust that it is good. Help us to break the habit of worry and exchange it for peace that fosters overwhelming joy. This doesn't have to all calm down for you to be peaceful. This doesn't all have to work out before you exude joy. The offering of peace and joy is right here in the middle of the uncertainty, in the depths of the unknown, in the throes of the battle. Today's happiness does not have to be sacrificed just because of the lack of perfection in circumstances. The majority of the days of our life will fall short of perfect. However, every single one of them has the potential for living richly. You see, today is one of those days. One of those days where you can choose to wake up and live in peace and live in joy. That's what today is. Today is one of those days. But when our eye is on the storm, the storm representing all that is wrong or all that could go wrong and all the stacks and stacks of things we could worry about. When our eye is on that storm, we miss the Jesus in our boat. Remember the story of the disciples out on the water in the storm, and they go looking for Jesus. And where do they find him? Sleeping, peaceful, calm. He is not worried at all. And he's on the same boat. Scripture says that it was a furious storm. Yeah. You ever had one of those in your life? Like, not just a regular storm, but a furious one. The kind that tears some crap apart in your life. The kind that rocks your whole world and turns you upside down. Yeah, it was one of those kind of storms. A furious one. The waves swept over the boat and they were about to sink. They were going under and Jesus is sleeping. And sometimes that's exactly how it feels, if we're being honest. It feels like you're going under and Jesus is sleeping on the job. You have him in your life, but like, really, what good is it doing? You're sinking here and you see no sign of rescue. So what do you do? Well, don't hesitate to do exactly what the disciples did. Wake up Jesus. When they woke him up in their panic, Jesus said to them in Matthew chapter 8, verse 26, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" And then he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Imagine that, okay? It's completely calm. Everything that was threatening them was immediately gone. And it became quiet. And the disciples must have sat just replaying his words. Why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid? What should they have done differently? Like, was it wrong to wake him up? Were they not really in danger? Why were they so afraid? I've often wondered why Jesus responded to their panic with this harshness. And I have to say that I'm the one that puts that harshness in his voice. Like, maybe it wasn't harsh. Maybe he said it with compassion, "Ye of little faith, like, why are you so afraid?" But in my mind, he's like, "You of little faith, like, why are you so afraid?" Was it wrong of them to wake him up? Was it wrong of them to assume, because the waves were taking over their boat, that they were probably going to sink? Should they have just laid down in the storm and gone to sleep too? What if this is simply about having a relationship with Jesus, that he is your go-to, that he is the first thing you try? You don't wait until the boat is sinking. You see the storm clouds and you wake him up. You don't wallow in your worry and sit in the puddles of your endless scenarios of potential problems. You start talking to Jesus. I think we're on to something there. You start talking to Jesus before the waves take over the boat. And when you talk to Jesus, the fears start to fade. Why did Jesus respond to their panic with, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Well, could it be because he was available before it got so bad? It doesn't take a whole lot of faith to come to God when he's your only option left. Faith is required when you still have viable options on your own and you come to God. It takes faith to talk to Jesus about a few little clouds before the storm shows up to sink your boat. It takes faith to stay close to Jesus when it's smooth sailing. It's real easy to leave him behind when you don't need him. Jesus is here with you today. And you can move forward with confidence. You can step into the potential of this day and leave the anxiety behind. You can choose peace over worry. You can choose excitement over every anxious thought that comes knocking on your door. What if the clouds in the distance, what if they come hang right over your head? Well, what if that distant threat never comes your way because God is directing it? What if the storm does come and it hits you hard? Well, what if this is your opportunity to see a miracle firsthand as God makes it stop with one word? What if the storm doesn't go away? Well, what if it doesn't go away? Then there must be a purpose for which God is going to use it. What if your boat sinks? Well, this may just be your opportunity to walk on water with Jesus. You see, I can't promise you what's going to happen in your storm, but I know this. You have the power to wake up Jesus. Wake him up with your prayers. Wake him up with your praise. And don't wait until it gets to the point of disaster. Start talking to him now. But if disaster is already here and you wish you would have gotten him involved earlier, well, don't sit there and regret like, oh man, I should have gotten God involved earlier. Now this is such a disaster. Now I'm like, oh, I don't want to wake him up. No, just start talking now. Just go ahead, wake him up. You know, Lord, I know I should have woken you up like a long time ago. I know I should have invited you into this a long time ago, but I'm here right now, okay? I'm here. This is a disaster. I don't know what to do. Start talking. But remember, even in the storm, worry is optional. Anxiety does not have to be your primary emotion. Worst case scenario does not have to run your mind. Peace is available here. And so I'm going to leave you with this scripture that has really been on my heart today to share with you. It's Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to jump around a little bit from verse 31 to verse 34. And I'm going to actually use the Passion Translation because there's just so much passion in these words. Says, so then, forsake your worries. Forsake your worries. What does that mean? Forsake your worries. Like, turn your back on your worries. Bye-bye. I'm not choosing you today. Forsake your worries. Doesn't your heavenly Father already know the things you require? Yeah, he does. He knows. He knows all about it. Above all, constantly seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. Refuse to worry about tomorrow. That's a strong statement. Refuse to worry about tomorrow. You see, the invitation is always going to be there, but you can refuse it. Yeah, no thanks. It's like a menu that's given to you, and you get to choose what you order up. I'm just going to refuse worry. I'm not going to order it. I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not going to welcome it to my table. Yeah, no, not going to take a bite of it either. I'm refusing it. Refuse to worry about tomorrow, but deal with it. Deal with each challenge that comes your way. Don't ignore it. Deal with it one day at a time. Oh, isn't that the key? One day at a time. Stay right here in this day, one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself. This could be such a scripture if you struggle with worry, and worry is just this bad habit that we get ourselves into. It's completely optional. But if that's a struggle for you, study this scripture. Forsake your worries. Forsake them. Oh, turn your back on them. Choose faith over worry. Choose joy. Choose peace. Forsake your worries because God already knows everything you need. And constantly seek him. Jesus, wake up. Jesus, I need you. Constantly. Don't wait until it gets terrible. Talk to him now, right now. You see a cloud? Yo, Jesus, like there's this cloud. Like, I'm not going to worry about the cloud, but I'm going to talk to Jesus about the cloud. I don't know. It might come my way. It might cause a storm. It might sink my boat. I don't know, Jesus. I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to talk to you about it. Just going to get Jesus involved. Early stages. That requires faith. Yes? Make sense? All right. Hey, you want to pray together today? I would really love that. Let's pray. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have given us this new day of life. And God, we recognize that this is one of those days given to us to live. It's one of those days given to us to trust you and have faith in you and talk to you and seek you and to just live in the moment today. That's what this day is. This day also comes with the invitation to worry, but we're forsaking our worries. We're turning our back on those things. We're not going to dwell in them. Jesus, I thank you that you're in the boat with us, and we're just going to talk to you about everything. We're not going to wait until the boat is sinking to wake you up. We're going to talk to you about everything, and maybe today it's smooth sailing. And so, Jesus, can we just talk to you about the beautiful things in our life? And all that's going right and all that is good. And we're so thankful for it. And we're not going to wait until the storm to talk to you. We're going to talk to you while things are good too. Help us to get this relationship right, God. We get it twisted. We get really lost in this. So would you just help us to do better today? We thank you that you have given us this day to live. And I pray that you would just help us to do that right. Lord, I thank you for everyone you have brought to hear this today. Wherever they're at, whatever they're going through, whatever boat they're in, whatever storm clouds may be above them, whatever beauty they may have, Lord, I just pray that you would be with them today. And I pray that they would continually know that they can talk to you, that you are right there. Lord, I pray that you would provide for them today, that you would meet their needs. You know what they need today, and you promise that you will meet our needs. So I pray for your provision today. I pray for your protection over our families. Thank you for the opportunity to live this day. It's one of those days where we get to live today, and we get to forsake our worries. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your day. What an honor it is. I'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.